from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're right. John Metchie has to, he has to do more than just be solid at this point. Like, we're going to need to hear, John Metchie had him a day, or John Metchie made some plays here, or John, like, he's going to have to be a talk of the offense one day, or something soon, or something of a preseason game. Like, he's going to have to start to make some plays, like, not just be. Yeah, he's got to be past the "oh, no mistakes" thing. He's got to make some plays.
Well, yeah, and here's the interesting thing about John Metchie. I've never viewed John as highly as most folks did before the sickness and before the illness. He's not a guy, Ron, that has the ability to go out there and high point a couple of balls on a really good defensive back and make these wow catches. He's not a guy that has the ability to just run away from man coverage the way most second round receivers do. And so the one of the reasons that I'm so bullish on he's going to have a hard, very difficult, damn near impossible time climbing this depth chart is because he's going to have to do it in a slot receiver, possession receiver kind of way. And they've already got a guy that can't separate. They've already got a guy that's never going to high point balls on a D. They've already got a guy that they trust. They've already got a guy that knows the offense like the back of his hand, that can play all the positions and can really help you in that slot position. That's Robert Woods. And guess what? He's making plays this week and Metchie's not. So the only way for me that Metchie would be able to make a push would be, if we're being honest about how his play style, he would have to stack several days on top of each other, like Xavier Hutchinson had Thursday in that game. Like, he'd have to have several of those days, right place, right time, just
enough
separation.
He needs some whoa damn moments.
Yeah, I just don't, Ron, I don't know that he's got whoa damn moments.
Or at least whoa damn production.
Wow.
Like, I mean, he need a Pittsburgh game of 7 for 75. Like, yeah. I don't care how it's done.
He's got to be a guy, Ron, that has great feel for the zone coverages and sitting in the voids, and great chemistry with the quarterback, and you know, the little nuances within his route running, and just enough twitch to create that separation and give CJ a spot to throw the ball. And look, the handful of reps that he got pretty good reps actually Thursday night, the ball comes his way and he doesn't have the ability to just create that little bit of separation, so it's not a bang bang play on a slant on third and five. I mean, those are reps that he's got to win if he has any chance. And he's running out of opportunity.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And based off what Slowick just described, I don't know if that's what it sounds like. Sound like people was pissing off Bobby Slowick earlier today.
You know, old Bobby wasn't real happy about them questions, was he?
And Bobby's not gonna be like Mike Dicker and just you know, go off on somebody, but you can tell when Bobby gets annoyed. Tyler, we walked in. Tyler hits us with, Yeah, I think Bobby was a little frustrated today with some of these questions. You could tell just by the start of, and he had a couple of starts of, just to clarify, to let you know, where I know he walked away, Clint, cussed about it.
Dang it, Bobby.
You know he walked. Tyler, what's one of the ones where he was asked about the offense.
This one was whenever Slowick was asked about the depth of the receiver room.
Oh yeah. He had already this happened two times.
Yeah,
where Bobby felt like he had already addressed this, and Bobby's a nice guy.
A little agitated.
This is the Bobby.
Yeah, I just answered this one also, but it's kind of it's a cool room.
The also kills me. I mean, this one also.
Didn't he feel like he looked at the person out the corner of his eye, or did he even look at him when he said it? Yeah.
I just answered this one also. But
this is the point in camp. Because you know how the media game works, right? We've all been out there. You start getting questions that have nothing to do with the practice that just took place, that have everything to do with somebody's writing a story.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And instead of pulling the coach off to the side and asking the questions,
or just listening to the one he just answered,
right? Well, it wasn't couched right. You can't assume, right? And I need it to be responded to in this way. You just ran down the list of all the wide receivers, but it was really a question about Tank Dell. Now, my question is about the room as a whole. So I know you just ran down the wide receivers, but the room as a whole, how do you feel about it?
I just hit that right there. But
this is the point in camp where. This is the point in camp where those questions.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.